You said lifting up, are you doing meditation, a certain object of attention, or are you referring to lifting up?
Yes, it's like lifting up where there's a, yeah, again, where either there might be some restlessness where the mind is trapped in some kind of restless thinking, obsessive thinking, or it's kind of sinking. Yeah. So then just lifting up just a thought, a reminder of say some aspect of Dhamma or some object of attention, impermanence, recollection of it was like the other when I first get back onto the one prat night, I gave a talk, and it was part of it was around using a phrase that Ajahn Chah had used he used the Pali, Namo Vijnana Dhatu, and it was sort of that homage to the element of consciousness, and I talked in various ways about that, and then Ajahn Yaniko said, and then I was really, I mean, I just got off, just come back from England, so I was kind of spaced out and went back and went to bed. Ajahn Yaniko said, I said, oh, that was really useful last night during the vigil meditation. Brought up that phrase, homage to the consciousness element. Just as a good reminder, it's like you're lifting up a thought, paying attention to the quality of knowing. So one that's an example where you're lifting up a theme that might be helping the mind or that reminder what's my posture doing? How am I? Because usually we're trying to figure out the mind and say, what's my posture doing? Am I sitting comfortably? Am I present here? And that's another using a recollection, a reminder. Okay, that's a thought that helps to lift up energy and come back into the present moment. Again, or using, different themes. I mean, there's lots to choose from.